First off, congratulations. Another big win for you.
Thank you. Definitely a big win, you know, against a quality football team in Wichita Northwest. You know, it was a tight game through the half, and we found some things that worked in the second half, and were able to finish things off.
Your offense has been very good through two games. I know one of the things you told me after the first game was you were kind of surprised that, not necessarily surprised, but maybe the smoothest that this team has been in an opener, and the offense was rolling again. So you've put up almost 80 points in the first two games.
Well, and you know, we've got kids that have been in the system now for 4 years, and even in our middle schools, both of them, as well as Sacred Heart, all run our system. So there's some familiarity with the kids and consistent exposure to it. It's paying dividends now, as we're using quite a few different kids, and each week has a different playmaker making the plays.
2-0, you look at this team from last year and you say, well, we made the playoffs, but we finished a game under 500, which traditionally under your watch has not been something that is commonplace. You've always had some pretty good football teams since you took over in 09. So 2-0 start means what to you so far?
Not a lot. I mean, bottom line is whether or not you're in the playoffs, and we approach it, you know, a week at a time. Every week is a new challenge, but bottom line is when you get to games 7, 8, and 9 in the state of Kansas, you need to be at your best, and we've impressed that upon our kids that, WAC games have meaning. The first three against these Wichita League opponents, City League opponents, have a purpose. Bottom line is you want to compete to win. You want to compete to play well, but you want to get better week by week. And obviously, as our district's panning out right now, three of the four teams are in the top five in Class 6A.
All right, assess the play of your quarterback. And, you know, one of the couple of different stories that I've read thus far just on this conference is obviously the play, and it's got very, very good quarterbacks, and your team is no exception. So Newton has looked pretty good through the first two games.
Well, and, you know, of our conference, he's probably the drop-back passer of the group, not thought of as a running threat. And sure enough, Friday night, he breaks loose for a 52-yard scramble for a touchdown and started to do a little Michael Vick impersonation. I didn't recognize him as he broke loose. And, you know, Wichita Northwest is a team with tremendous team speed, and Kellen got a few blocks downfield and was able to score. But his ability to make decisions and throw the ball consistently from the pocket is his strength. And continues to be. I mean, he's putting a lot of balls on the money. We've had a few drops, but most teams do. Our receivers, for the most part, are catching the ball very well, and he's getting good protection. So Kellen has proven to be a step better than he was as a junior and gives us a quarterback that can put a ball anywhere on the field accurately.
How would you say, really, as far as the coach's assessment on this, the running game to the first two games? I know as a team, over 1,200 yards rushing a year ago. Is that where you want to be? You want to be higher than that? What do you think through the first two?
I want to win. You know, bottom line is we've got to take what teams are giving us. We didn't run the ball very well in the first half, but scheme-wise and what they were loading the box with and how they challenged us, we had to go in at halftime and make some adjustments for the second half, and they weren't major adjustments. But as I told the coaches in our Sunday staff meeting, it's our job to give our kids a chance to be competitive and win. And, you know, once we made some adjustments in the run game, we started hitting some creases, and it was all within a system of that our kids already have practiced and understand. Our playbook is very simple. I think anybody that would sit down a staff meeting and go through our playbook would be amazed at how simple it is. And with simplicity, teams are able to scout you and effectively stop certain aspects. So we have to make adjustments and to give our kids a chance to be competitive. And we did that at halftime. Hadn't had to up to that point. And we're facing some well-coached teams that know how to defend the things that we present out there. We brought in a new pass scheme that we hadn't used since the summertime, and even we ran it last year, but hadn't brought it out yet, and we were very effective in that scheme the other night, and ended up being our biggest plays offensively. So I think that's the biggest challenge we've got, is identifying what opponents are going to try to take away from us. And, you know, recently it's been the run game, and I think when people begin to loosen up, then the run game's going to become more effective. But, you know, we're a pretty balanced team that understands yards are going to come in chunks, and no defense can go out and be schematically sound to stop both the run and the pass.
All right, this week, another challenge for you. You have Wichita Heights, and then you open up conference play the following week. They're a team that, look, they lost to Bishop Carroll. They gave up 45 points in week one, but we always figure that any team with the first name Bishop is usually pretty good, and then they come back with a 45-0 win in week two. So what have you seen from them in your early assessment on film?
Well, you know, it's almost identical to a year ago. Heights had a lot of turnovers in week one. Carroll scored on some big plays, but really had to, you know, to be able to get the scores. They were not able to get yards consistently. A lot of big third down conversions and big plays in that down and distance situation. And the turnovers that Heights had in week one gave Carroll short field a number of times. And the score was lopsided at the half and due to those mistakes. But, you know, in week two, they look like a completely different team, and they're a team that just gets better. They're well coached and present a lot of issues for us. And you know, each week we've played a tougher opponent. And at this point in time, the only thing that ruins my week is thinking about, you know, the level of difficulty of our schedule. So, you know, I keep our focus on the week at hand and try to give our kids an opportunity.